I'm Sue Smith. Lived here at Oak Creek for a year and a half. Probably one of the best moves I've ever made in my whole life. So I'm thrilled to be here at Oak Creek Community. I grew up in the high mountains of California in various places. My dad worked in hydroelectric companies, so we grew up in places where there were hydroelectric plants. And that always meant beautiful mountain locations with lots of rivers and water and lakes. So that was a fabulous way to grow up. Really an advantage, I think, growing up. It was pretty isolated. There was a couple of places where we didn't even have grocery stores. Groceries were brought in by truck, and it was a long way to drive to get groceries too. So lots of nature. Got married when I was 18 and moved to Delaware. We were in the military, and it was during the Vietnam War. Made it 3 years, and then my husband got deployed to South Korea, actually, not to Vietnam, but to South Korea. So that was pretty life-changing. We had three children who are now, of course, grown, and I have also four grandchildren. In 1998, I actually was able to move to Kona, Hawaii, which was a fantastic experience, and I lived there for 23 years. We ran a bed and breakfast. We owned a bed and breakfast for 20 of those 23 years and finally sold it in 2017. The weather is fantastic there. It is very expensive to live there, but I developed a lot of wonderful friends, and I was actually able to work as a dental hygienist most of the time that I lived there. My last 10 years of work were at a public health children's dental clinic. And that was just a wonderful experience because in that length of time, I got to see the kids grow up, and my own grandchildren, two of my grandsons are still there, came through that program too. So that was a great, awesome opportunity to follow kids for that long. In actually July of 2021, I was able to purchase the house, the condo here at Oak Creek, and moved here in January of 2022. I had known about Oak Creek when it first started because I had worked with Chuck Durrett, the architect, on a nonprofit advocating for seniors in co-housing. And I had visited many, many co-housing developments all over the U.S. I traveled a lot when I worked, and I had a weekend free, and I thought, well, I'll swing by Oak Creek, and just, I knew I would like the buildings, but I thought, I'll just see what Oklahoma is like, which I had very negative ideas about Oklahoma and didn't realize or understand why anybody would ever want to move there. But when I got to Stillwater, I was blown away. I loved Stillwater. Of course, I loved the co-housing community, and got to visit four times in different seasons before I moved here. So I like to say that I traded good weather for community, and I've been here through all the seasons now, and I'm able to deal with the heat and the cold as much as possible. Anyway, it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I sure wouldn't trade it for anything. My sister recently came to visit from Oregon, and she absolutely loved it too. I'm actually hoping some of my family from Hawaii might come this way, especially to go to school. My daughter visited just before Mother's Day, and she really, really liked it here too. So we'll see what the future holds, but I'm looking forward to a long, productive, aging successfully process living here at Oak Creek Community.